You know, if you walked around your house in the middle of the night with all the lights off, you'd probably notice a dozen little glowing eyes staring back at you from the darkness. Those tiny red, green, and blue lights on your microwave, your television, and even your coffee maker are more than just indicators that your appliances are plugged in. They are the visible signs of phantom power, a constant silent pull on your electrical system that adds up to a surprising amount on your bill every single month. I like to think of it as a slow leak in a garden hose. You might not notice a few drips here and there, but if you leave it overnight, you're going to find a puddle in the morning. Today, I want to walk you through how we can track down those leaks and plug them for good. Before we even touch a cord or look at a breaker box, we need to understand what we are actually fighting against. Most modern electronics never truly turn off. They stay in a state of digital sleep, waiting for a signal from a remote or a timer, so they can spring to life instantly. That convenience comes at a cost, because the transformers inside those devices are constantly converting electricity, even when the machine isn't doing any actual work. You might be thinking that a tiny LED bulb on a charger shouldn't cost more than a few pennies a year. And you'd be right, if it were just one. But when you multiply that by 30 or 40 devices scattered throughout a modern home, you're looking at a significant percentage of your energy usage going toward absolutely nothing. I remember a few years back when I first started getting serious about tightening up the efficiency of my own place. I went out and bought one of those individual energy monitors, the kind you plug into the wall and then plug your appliance into. I was convinced my old refrigerator was the culprit behind my rising bills. I spent a whole weekend tracking the compressor cycles and checking the door seals, only to find out the fridge was actually performing pretty well for its age. The real shock came when I plugged that monitor into my home office setup. Between the printer that I used maybe once a month, the dual monitors that stayed on standby, and the speakers that hummed with a faint vibration even when muted, that one desk was drawing more idle power than the fridge used in its off cycle. I felt pretty foolish realizing I'd been obsessing over the big appliances while ignoring the mountain of small ones right under my nose. It taught me that you can't just look at the size of the machine. You have to look at the persistence of the draw. The first step in our process today is a simple audit. We are going to walk through your rooms together and identify the usual suspects. I usually start in the living room because that's where the densest concentration of phantom power lives. Your television, the soundbar, the gaming consoles, and the cable box are all notorious for this. When you run your hand along the back of a cable box that hasn't been turned on in hours, you'll often notice it feels warm to the touch. That heat is wasted energy escaping into the room. If it's warm, it's working. And if it's working, it's costing you money. We want to find every device that has a remote control, an external power brick, or a continuous digital clock display. Those are our primary targets. Once we've identified these spots, we don't necessarily want to go around pulling plugs out of the wall every night. That gets old fast, and it's hard on the outlets and the cords. Instead, we're going to use a much more elegant solution involving power strips and specialized timers. Think of a power strip as a master switch for an entire cluster of electronics. By plugging your entire entertainment center into one high-quality strip, you gain the ability to kill the power to everything with a single click of your toe. I make sure to choose strips with built-in surge protection because we're dealing with sensitive electronics here, and it provides an extra layer of safety against spikes in the grid. When we move into the kitchen, the strategy changes a little bit. You have things like the toaster or the blender that don't need to be ready at a moment's notice. You'll feel a slight resistance when you pull those cords from the socket, a firm grip from the outlet's internal contacts. That's a good sign that your outlets are in healthy shape, but we want to be mindful of how often we're cycling them. For the countertop appliances you use every single morning, like the coffee maker, I prefer using a simple mechanical plug-in timer. You hear that rhythmic, soft ticking sound as the dial rotates? That's the sound of automation doing the work for you. You can set it to only allow power to the machine during the 2 hours you're actually awake and brewing. And for the other 22 hours of the day, that circuit is physically broken. No phantom draw, no wasted heat, and no effort on your part once it's set. Now, as we head toward the home office or the computer nook, we need to talk about the difference between a standard power strip and a smart strip. A smart strip is a fantastic piece of technology for someone who wants to save energy without thinking about it. These strips usually have one master outlet and several controlled outlets. You plug your computer tower into the master spot, and your monitors, speakers, and printer into the controlled spots. The strip senses the drop in current when you shut down your computer and automatically cuts the power to all the peripherals. It's like having a dedicated assistant who follows you around, turning off the lights. You can actually hear a small, distinct click inside the strip when the relay trips. That click is the sound of your bill getting smaller. While we're looking at these cords, it's a good time to perform a safety check. I never tuck power strips behind heavy furniture where they can't breathe. Electronics generate heat, and if you trap that heat behind a sofa or under a pile of curtains, you're creating a fire hazard. I always make sure there's at least a few inches of clear air around my plugs. If you touch a plug and it feels hot, not just warm, but actually hot to the touch, that's a sign of a loose connection or an overloaded circuit. We want to stop right there, unplug the device, and inspect the prongs for any signs of discoloration or melting. Safety isn't just about big projects. It's about the small daily habits of checking our equipment. You might be wondering about your chargers. We all have them. The little white or black cubes for our phones, tablets, and laptops that stay plugged into the wall long after the device has been disconnected. If you touch one of those bricks while it's empty and it feels even slightly warm, it's a vampire charger. It's sitting there, performing an unnecessary voltage conversion. I've made it a habit in my house to have a dedicated charging station. Instead of having chargers in every room, we have one central hub on a power strip. When the phones are done, we flip the switch. It keeps the clutter down and the energy waste at zero. As we wrap up our walkthrough and start implementing these changes, I want you to pay attention to the silence. When you start truly de-energizing your home at night, you might notice a subtle change in the environment. The faint, high-pitched whine of transformers and the low-frequency hum of idle electronics start to disappear. It creates a cleaner, calmer atmosphere. You're no longer living in a house that's constantly on and waiting for instructions. You've taken back control of the flow of electricity in your space. Transitioning your home this way doesn't happen all at once. It's a process of observation. Over the next week, as you go about your routine, keep an eye out for those little glowing lights. Every time you see one, ask yourself if that device really needs to be standing by for you. Usually, the answer is no. By the time you've switched over to smart strips in the office and timers in the kitchen, you'll have effectively trimmed the fat off your energy consumption. It's a grounded, practical way to maintain your home, ensuring that you're only paying for the work that's actually getting done. Once you've got these systems in place, you can rest easy knowing that when you turn off the lights and head to bed, your house is truly resting right along with you.